picturesque Monterey Bay and bring you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you that views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views and the views of our guests. Now, today our guest is supposedly Al Garza, who is with the Minutemen headquarters unit, and he's certainly working with people who are down on the border and working all over the country trying to educate people about the importance of the immigration movement. Why is this important? Because it's intent upon destroying the sovereignty of our nation, the constitutional foundation of a nation, and really, of course, bring us into this one world order, the one world religion, the new world leader, and the end of America as we've known it. Now, Mexican people are great people. In fact, Al Garza comes from Mexico, you know, with a name like that, but he's a loyal American, and he realizes, of course, we can't bring in another 10 or 20 million people, and they can bring in all of their friends, and they immediately become eligible for welfare, and they immediately become eligible for Social Security, and they immediately become eligible for free health care and for education, and of course, they then, of course, have to have no loyalty to the United States. They can get on our Social Security system, and eventually this bankrupts America. And if you understand, there really are people who hate America, and this is not the average Mexican who's coming up here trying to get a better life for himself and his family. These are the globalists. These are the people of great wealth from the Ford Foundation, the Council on Foreign Relations, and working in our State Department, and working with the Immigration Department, and working with the executive and judicial and legislative branches of our government, who have a different worldview because they dream a different dream. They hear the sound of a different drumbeat. They worship a different God. And when you begin to understand what this is all about, it's about the destruction of America, then I hope many of you out there will be joining Al and I and the people over at Numbers USA, that's Numbers USA, and launching a telephone, email, fax it, messages to your senator and every other senator you can, and saying, we are against this program for amnesty, because that's what it is. And certainly it is designed to flood more and more people into this country. And why should we believe you? Certainly they lied to us back in 1965 when they put through the major immigration act that did away with the McCarran Immigration Act. And they lied to us in 1986 when Ronald Reagan was president. They said there were only 1 million illegal immigrants in the country at the time, and there were 3 million. They promised at that time to enforce the laws which they passed that, of course, meant they would strengthen control of the border and they would go after the employers who were hiring illegal immigrants, you know, in violation of the law. And they didn't do any of those things. And certainly they lied to us again in 1996 when they came up with a new series of immigration laws, and they lied to us at the present time because these people have a different agenda. They have no loyalty to the United States of America. Their loyalty is to the North American Union, which is simply a stepping stone to this whole idea of the New World Order, the New World Religion. And you have to understand this is an idea that goes all the way back to Nimrod. In fact, if you go to Europe today, you'll see the pictures of this poster of the incomplete Tower of Babel. And then you go to Strasbourg today, you'll find there a building built as a mirror image of the incomplete Tower of Babel. And, of course, that's where the European Parliament meets. They understand. They say one thing, and they lie, because they know the American people don't want to give up their sovereignty. They don't want to give up their freedom. They do not want to become simply, feudal serfs in this new world order. Well, do you have the courage to take a stand at this time in history? We'll be back in just a moment, hopefully, with Al Garza.
Did you know that the water you drink every day can be even more beneficial to your health? I'm not talking so-called enriched water, but I'm talking about electrolyzed water. RPA Biotech is an amazing American company that provides unique technology to transform water. Electrolyze Plus water will alkalinize your water more powerfully than any other single nutraceutical, because a body in an alkaline state can't grow pathogens, become allergic, or develop autoimmune disease or vascular or degenerative illness. Electrolyze water is non-toxic, non-corrosive, and environmentally safe for humans and animals. Alkaline water is available as a concentrate to be mixed with good, filtered, purified RO water, but not tap water, microstructured, alkaline, antioxidant water for consumption. Call for your Electrolyze Plus alkalinizing miracle rejuvenating water concentrate or other remarkable RPA Biotech products like Ultimate Fuel, Sport Performance Drink at 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871, or go to NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I with an I, medical.com.
Terrorism. Terrorism. Chemical attacks. Dirty bombs. Fallout. Biological attack. Anthrax. And to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions. Credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is, you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
Well, Dr. Stan back there at the Genesis Communication Network, and no sign of our guest, so it's going to be you and me. So if you're out there in the listening audience, don't hesitate to give me a call at 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. And the subject is immigration, or, of course, if you don't want to talk about immigration, you got something else important, we'd be glad to talk about that. But really, America is being invaded today. And what you must understand is the hardest thing for the average person with a rational mind to believe and understand is that the war that is currently being fought in the Middle East is primarily a distraction. It is being fought over there to draw our attention away from the fact that we are losing our freedom here at home. Exactly as Vietnam was fought as a distraction back in the 1960s and 70s, so that we would not focus our attention on the socialist revolution that was taking place in the United States. And that was the establishment's plan. It was laid out by McGeorge Bundy, Skull and Bones, Council on Foreign Relations, National Security Advisor, the man who we can primarily credit with betraying the invaders at the Bay of Pigs, and getting, of course, of the American people involved in this no-win war in Vietnam. And it was a no-win war. We never went in to win it. But Sidney McGeorge Bundy explains everything in the January 1967 issue of Foreign Affairs magazine. And you want to get it and read it, or we can even send you a couple of pages from the article where he says, you know, it would be an act of folly for any true liberal to argue that we have a choice between persistence in Vietnam and full budgetary support for our domestic programs, because exactly the opposite is the case. Anyone who believes in the great new advantages of health and education and welfare should not, you know, strengthen the hand of our opponents by saying we ought to get out of Vietnam, because that is not the case. The opposite is the case. The road forward at home is by persistence in Vietnam, and if we were to pull out of Vietnam, there'd be a very, very strong reaction against our policies, domestic policies. Well, you see, that's really what's happening over in Iraq and Afghanistan. I mean, why do you think we're funding the Pakistan government, that's funding the Pakistani intelligence, that's funding the Taliban that are killing our boys in Afghanistan? Do you think our leaders are stupid? I mean, why didn't we give adequate troops to the generals when they wanted them when we invaded Iraq? And now that things are totally out of hand, and they send an extra 200 men into the meat, 20,000 men into the meat grinder, but nowhere near enough to do the job, and they don't have the right equipment to do the job. And now we're in the middle of a civil war, no matter what the president says. And the Sunnis are killing the Shias, and the Shias are killing the Sunnis, and I suspect, of course, we're doing everything we can to foment that. Because if we were to end the war tomorrow, how could we justify keeping our troops there? And then people might begin to look and see what's going on here at home. So what's going on in the Middle East has a two-purpose. One is, of course, a great diversion and a prelude, I believe, to World War III. But even more important, it is a part of this whole idea of getting us to give up our sovereignty here in the United States. Well, my telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. So what is happening with the immigration? Well, the president promised that he was going to stop illegal immigration. Or I think they've changed the word from illegal immigration to migration. But, you know, how they change these words, you know, to change our perception. I mean, who's against migration? Birds migrate all the time. But we're talking about illegal immigration. Well, under any circumstances, why? Certainly, I mean, it would be a very easy thing to do to build a fence. I mean, they're able to build a fence over in India, between India and Bangladesh, a 2,000-mile fence. And certainly, we could have started a long time ago. We passed a law last fall where it was agreed that they would build 700 miles of fence. They had 18 months, and so far, after 6 months, we've got 3 miles completed. And, of course, George Bush has been down to the border and shouting, "Mission accomplished! Mission accomplished!" See, that figure seems that phrase is something familiar. I remember a big banner on an aircraft carrier right after we invaded Iraq saying, "Mission accomplished." And the president got up and told the American people we'd won the war in Iraq and the mission was accomplished. And he's been down at the border within the last couple of weeks saying, "Mission accomplished. Look, we've got 3 miles of fence up." Now, how dumb do they think the American people are? I mean, this is an insult to the intelligence of the American people, and yet, where is the outcry? And then, of course, they were promised 6,000 National Guardsmen to guard the border. We're going to secure the border. And at least talking to Al Garza, he says that they got 1,000 down there. And, of course, they're not armed. They're not allowed to do anything. And all they can do is do what the Minutemen do. Only the Minutemen do it a lot better, and that is, you know, identify where the illegal immigrants are coming across the border and report them to the Border Patrol. But the people of the Border Patrol are so demoralized, most of them won't even try to apprehend the illegal immigrants as well as they did before, after they sent Ramos and Campion to prison on trump-up charges. And how many of you think that the federal district attorney, the federal attorney general who lied and withheld evidence and violated the laws himself, how many of you think that he's going to go to prison for sending innocent men to prison? Two border guards. Well, you know, it's going to be a very, very cold day in Hades when, of course, any federal prosecutor goes to prison for doing violating the law. If he tries to do the right thing, well, of course, they'll really go after him. But if he violates the law and violates people's constitutional rights, since the people in Washington, D.C. really don't believe in the Constitution, and they are using everything they can to intimidate the border guards so that they will not enforce the laws. I doubt very much if any of the federal officials who are involved in this are going to go to prison. Are the people from the Ford Foundation who are involved in treasonous activity by financing the illegal immigrant movement, or people within our own government who are funneling money into La Raza? That's a racist organization. What's La Raza mean? It means the race. And Maldave and LULAC and all of these racist organizations being funded with your tax money through the Ford Foundation and grants from our government and grants from corporations. Why? Well, of course, you know, I gave a talk recently and I heard an establishment commentator get up and said the reason that they actually want to have, you know, it's illegal immigration is the Democrats want votes and the Republicans want cheap labor. And that, of course, is very, very a glib statement. Pardon me for just a minute. Letitia, could you see if you get a hold of Al Garza? He's not here. And he's, anyway, we'll see. Have my secretary put a call in and see if we can possibly raise Al from the dead. He did a great program with me this morning, and maybe we could get him on, because I really would like to have you get his slant on what's going on, because he's on the front lines of this battle. But understand they are steadfastly refusing to enforce the laws. What needs to be done? Offense? Why, of course, no more of this catch-and-release program. I mean, if you're caught coming over across the border the first time, you get 6 months working in a hot sweatshop, and the second time you get a year working in a hot sweatshop, and the third time you get a prison for 3 years, and maybe expensive, but I'll tell you what, this whole foolishness would stop. And then, of course, you go after the people in the sanctuary cities who encourage people to violate our federal laws. What do you think would happen to you and I if we were to set up the city and said, we're going to violate the federal laws. These are the federal laws, and we're just not going to obey them. But the biggest thing is, of course, is the employers who knowingly hire people who are illegal immigrants, and the federal officials who know that these people are illegal because they are using invalid Social Security numbers. And many times a Mexican will come and he'll come across the border and he wants to get a job and he's got to give a Social Security number. He gives a fraudulent one. He gives the number of some guy who lives back in Washington, D.C. And of course, the government can check these things through very, very quickly. But they don't do anything about it. Other than the fact that they set up a special fund so they can give that money back to the illegal immigrant when he retires, along with a great deal more. And the people who are coming into our country illegally are soon becoming eligible for retirement benefits that are designed to do one thing, and that is to bankrupt our Social Security system. Why would they want to bankrupt our Social Security system? Why, so that they can bankrupt our economic system. And why would they want to do that? So they can destroy the stability of our currency. And why would they want to destroy the stability of our currency and destabilize our society? Because they got a plan. And you can read about it in the latest issue of Foreign Affairs magazine, which is a theoretical journal of the Council on Foreign Relations, where they talk about setting up a new global currency. A new global currency that is privately issued and backed by gold. Have you heard about that? Well, you can get hold of the article. We can send you the paragraphs out of the article to talk about a private currency that will be a private global currency backed by gold. In other words, not backed by government, because, of course, as they say, you can't trust government. No, this will be a private currency backed by gold. And, of course, this is why you hear about the central banks selling their gold off. Who do you think is buying 20 tons of gold at a whop? You know, why the insiders, the people of great wealth. And if they, of course, can issue a global currency backed by gold, why, they're going to be able to control the world. And that's really what it's all about. That's been its purpose, going all the way back to Plato, who wrote the Republic, where we were going to have a one-world ruler and a one-world oligarchy and a brutal police force, and all women belong to all men, and the children belong to the state, just like they do now. Give us a call, 1-800-259-5791. Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that describes...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Thierry. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
The Naked Capitalist and the Naked Communist both.
Yes. I think it's where we saw this quote. Now, you could probably, your memory's probably better than mine, but I'm going to paraphrase it, and perhaps you can tell me where it is. But as I remember, it was a quote by John Maynard Keynes, who was FDR's Marxist economist, but didn't he say to the effect that the quickest way to get the country into Marxism was to debauch our currency?
Well, he may very well have. That was certainly what they're doing intentionally and purposely. I mean, why do you think that they're wasting all the money? They just blew $24 billion on a lot of Coast Guard cutters, and you can't even put them to sea. You can't even give them away. I mean, oh, you know, they just lost accidentally $12 billion over there in Iraq. Do you think these guys are really that stupid? No, of course, they are intentionally debauching our currency. And this is why, even though we're having to borrow almost $3 billion a day, a little over that actually now, to pay our debts, we're still giving several billion dollars every year directly to Russia and the former Soviet states, and then through the Export-Import Bank, the International Monetary Fund, and the World Bank, and the Eastern Development Bank, and the United States Agency for International Development, and all, and certainly the Department of Justice and the Department of Defense and the Department of Energy, because we've got to protect all those Soviet biological and chemical and nuclear weapons. We're giving all this money to the Soviet Union. Why would you be doing that when they got somewhere between $240 and $400 billion of reserves of their own? Why would we be guaranteeing the building of 5 Westinghouse plants, 5 nuclear plants in China by Westinghouse, which isn't even an American corporation, it's a Japanese corporation? We're guaranteeing that that loan so that the Westinghouse can build 5 nuclear plants for the ruthless, tyrannical regime in communist China that is in full production for war with the United States. Doesn't make sense. Unless you understand that they're out to debauch our currency, and then, of course, it makes sense.
Yes, another question, yeah, an observation on this Chinese thing. It would seem to me that when that the Russian the nuclear sub, it was a missile sub, as I remember, with, 2,000 or 3,000 mile submarine launch ballistic missiles supposed to counter our carrier threat to them, but whatever. It would seem to me that that would be the ideal kind of boat to send up EMP weapons high enough, a couple hundred miles high, essentially to knock out the electronics across this country should the Chinese ever attack us. Did not they threaten the cities of Los Angeles and Seattle, I think it was, if we... even indicated, or they considered that we were a threat to their armed assault on Taiwan?
They absolutely did. And what did we do? Why we pretended we didn't hear them, and we pretended that we didn't really believe the fact that some of their top generals talked about attacking our cities. But you see, it is all showbiz. Is it Dean or is it Don?
Dean, D-E-A-N.
Dean, it is all showbiz. I mean, the conflict between, communism and capitalism is all smoke and mirrors. Rhetoric over reality, there's always been alliance between the people who run the communist world and the communists who run, the capitalists who run our country. So when you understand that, do not be manipulated when they come up with all these phony issues.
Yes, are we not unilaterally disarming? It would seem to me that I'm in the old school or whatever. I'm in my 70s, but it seems to me that the United States took the MX missile system, which was our latest IBM system, capable of throwing 10 warheads each. But it seems to me the United States has dismantled that system.
Yes, we have. We are unilaterally disarming. And why would you do that when the communists are in full production for war? The only reason you would do that is because our leaders intend to have a war, and they intend for us to lose the war.
Yes, and the Minuteman III system,
right,
which is 20 years older than the MX for the latest deployments, but that we were dismantling the Minuteman III and then essentially installing a single warhead on it. But it seems to me like we're preparing for surrender, aren't we?
Well, no, we're really preparing for defeat. We're preparing for the destruction of the Christian countries, of the Islamic countries, and for Israel as well. So we'll be right back in just a minute.
Hang on, if you'd like
a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Well, Dr. Stan back here, the Genesis Communication Network, and we had Dean calling from Idaho on the line. Our telephone number again is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. Dean, are you still there?
Yes. Do you hear me all right?
Yeah, yeah, I do. I think the problem is that you're looking at this from a logical point of view. And nothing going on today is logical. When you understand that, then it's very much easier to begin to interpret things. Do you have access to a computer?
Yes, sir.
Could I suggest you go to my website and pull down my February 2007 newsletter, where I quote what the writings of the occultists are, the people who are in touch with the people and the beings from the other dimension, who will tell you exactly what this is all about. They just don't want the American people to realize until it's far too late. And of course, our cities have been destroyed, and our people have been murdered by the hundreds of millions, both here and in Israel and in the Muslim world. And as they openly say, the Muslim world has served its purpose. The Israelis have nothing to offer, and Christians, we just got to get them all fighting one another and killing one another off. That's been the master plan. And you can read it from their writings. When you understand that, you can understand why the president is so intent upon taking us into a war with Iran, which will launch a war with the Muslim world, which eventually will spread into a war with Russia and China, and of course, so then heaven help us all.
Yes, another question, sir?
Surely.
I'm sorry, I'm forgetful, but I was listening to a fellow who said, I think, that he was ad hoc chaplain for the people that built the Lang Ridge Guild when they built the pipeline across Alaska.
Well, that was Lindsay Williams, right?
Oh, okay. But anyway, as I remember, thank you, sir. As I remember, he'd said something to the effect that when it was built, and since that there had been, they found so much oil up there that there's no question that we do not have a petroleum shortage. And he made a statement more or less to the effect that somehow that we are financing the whole world of credit that the World Bank has thrown up by allowing these I don't know what you'd call them. I guess we're just getting plain ripped off by these high prices. But he said more or less by pumping credit into the world economic system through the high prices of petroleum. I wonder, it wasn't clear to me how this worked. Have you figured that out?
Well, of course, I think you're mixing up a couple of things. First of all, what Lindsay Williams said is there's plenty of oil up on the North Shelf. He was a shelf for Prudhoe Bay. And he was told by the head of, at that time, Atlantic Richfield, and today that's owned by British Petroleum, but he was told by the head of the Atlantic Richfield consortium in that region that there was far more oil there than there was in Saudi Arabia and in the whole of the Middle East, and that, you know, if we could develop it, we'd no longer be dependent upon anybody else. We would be oil self-sufficient. And then about 2 days later, he was told he was never to mention what he'd been told. And in fact, the fellow who told him was fired. And then the fellow, because he was angry with the Atlantic Richfield, he actually went ahead and rewrote part of Lindsay's book. So we carry the book, The Energy Nine Crisis. So certainly oil is not a factor. But then, of course, you talk about what's going on today. Now, Russia has become the largest single producer of oil and natural gas in the world. And yet, of course, if you go to Russia today, and I have a gentleman I've interviewed a couple of times, his name is Yuri Felsinsky, F-E-L-S-H-T-I-N-S-K-Y, Felsinsky. And he, of course, is a native-born Russian, but he teaches over at Major University here, and he's recently written a book called Blowing Up Russia. But when I interviewed him on several occasions, he always made the same statement. He said, you get, you know, an hour out of either Moscow or Petrograd, St. Petersburg, and you're back in the 19th century. You get an hour out of Moscow or out of St. Petersburg, you're back in the 19th century. What's he talking about? I mean, you know, Russia's here, the greatest exporter of oil and natural gas in the world today, and yet they're that undeveloped, and the truth of the matter is they are. So then how could they possibly have done all this oil and natural gas exploration? And, of course, amass something like, well, between $240 and $400 billion in reserves, and it's all been done by us. We have created money out of nothing. We have lent it to corporations, to the Export-Import Bank, the World Bank, the International Monetary Fund, the Asian Development Bank, the East Asian Development Bank, the United States Agency for International Development, to American corporations, et cetera. So that the Russians could actually drill all of this oil. So Europe would become dependent upon them, so they'd become a more prosperous country. But it's all done with phony money. The entire world monetary system is built upon something known as the fractional reserve system. And that is, of course, you can create money out of nothing with the idea that you only have to have a fraction of the money you've lent out on reserve. That's how the whole system works. So we have created tremendous prosperity throughout the world, built upon nothing, and when this whole thing comes crashing down, why, the economy of the whole world will collapse. And the real reason behind this, in my estimation, is they want to be able to create a new monetary system, a global monetary system, based upon private issuance of gold-backed currency. And, of course, if you get that in the latest issue of Foreign Affairs magazine, they want a global currency issued by private institutions, not by government, and it will be gold-backed. I mean, this is the revolutionary idea, and if it's really true, and this is what they're talking about, why, you can expect gold and the other things to go through the roof, and the people who have their money in bank accounts and in CDs and in bonds and pensions, they're just going to become impoverished. But yes, that's how they've done it.
Yes, as I understand, I mean, essentially, the wealth of this country was in our production. And as we've gotten out of production under so-called free trade, essentially, it's just the fiat of the fractional banking that's more or less keeping things propped up, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's all a scam. But one of these days, when the whole thing comes cascading down, people are going to learn just how much of a scam it was.
Just like a house of cards. But what's your feeling, sir, as you see things heating up in the Mideast? This Ayatollah, years ago, I read an article out of the New York Times that is based on information from the Shah's foreign minister, who paid with his life, incidentally, when the Revolutionary Guard took over. But he said to the effect that the real Ayatollah was missing a finger, and that the Ayatollah that came into power, who started this great Satan America thing, was really somebody who'd been apparently surgically altered and came out of the Soviet embassy somewhere in Paris, I think it was. Did you ever cross that information?
Well, the thing is that where he was staying in Paris, I don't know. But certainly this whole thing is a scam. First of all, the United States toppled the democratically elected government of Iran back in 1953. And
Jimmy Carter won it, yes.
No. In 1953, that was actually under Eisenhower. Mossadegh had been elected by the Iranian people, was put in prison and kept there for the rest of his life. What was his crime? Well, why we didn't like him.
Mogadishu, was that his name? I remember something about
His name was Mossadegh.
Mossadegh, okay.
And then, of course, we put the Shah in power. We installed this very, very wicked secret police that the Shah used that tortured people and eventually, of course, raised a tremendous opposition to the Shah's government. But it was all organized by the CIA. Then, in 1979, we toppled the Shah of Iran and brought the Ayatollah Khomeini to power, and maybe it wasn't the real Ayatollah Khomeini. Maybe he was just, he came from central casting someplace. But the most interesting thing about this is that when the people, hated the Shah, some of them did, because of the excesses of the secret police. So when Ayatollah Khomeini comes to power, what does he do? He takes over the CIA-created secret police, and they've been there certainly killing anybody and torturing anybody who opposed the Ayatollahs ever since then. So I believe this whole radical Ayatollah Islamic movement was created by the CIA, and I believe it still is. And anybody who doubts what I'm saying, we have a fascinating article written by one of the editors of the Washington Post, of all people, who talks about how when he met with the Shah, the Shah told him he was sure that the British and the Americans had toppled his government, and they were the ones who were responsible for bringing the Ayatollahs to power. If you'd like to see the article, we have it, and then we also have the one about how, I forgot where that one came from, someplace over in Europe, how, of course, there was the CIA created, secret police under the Shah. That were taken over by the Ayatollahs and became the basis of his terrorist forces, and then, of course, all the attacks on the United States. Now, why would an organization that we had created, be instrumental in creating Hezbollah, the Army of God, and attacking the United States? Because we need an enemy. And this is why we've never retaliated when they blew up the embassy in Beirut and killed 20 or 30 people, and then when they blew up the Marine barracks in Beirut and they killed a couple of hundred Marines. And the thing is, we knew the attack was coming and they didn't try to stop it. How do I know that? Well, there's a wonderful book. It's written by Robert Baer. It's called See No Evil, which we carry. And that became the basis of the movie that was put out by George Clooney called Syriana. And although the book didn't follow, or I should say the story didn't follow the book, that was the basis of it, the book See No Evil.
Do the same thing in Nicaragua, which would be another logical choice if the Red Chinese take over the canal in Panama? Did we not do the same thing to the Somoza government in Nicaragua?
We absolutely did. Right. We toppled the Somoza government. We actually toppled the Batista in Cuba. In fact, we have an interview, and it is available in a video we have called World Revolution. You'll see my interview with Ambassador Earl T. Smith, where he will tell you, the American ambassador to Cuba will tell you, we knew Fidel Castro was a communist. We brought him to power knowing he was a communist. The president knew he was a communist. The State Department knew he was a communist. The CIA knew he was a communist. And that's why we brought him to power. And it's an amazing interview because nothing quite like it. But then we've kept Fidel in power all this time, the best enemy money could buy. And anybody who doubts that, I would simply ask him to remember when, during the Clinton administration, little Elian Gonzalez was living with his relatives in Miami, and his mother and everybody else on the boat had died. And little Elian was here, and he was happy to be in the United States. And then Bill Clinton and Janet Reno sent 125 men, heavily armed, a SWAT team to Miami with automatic weapons and wearing the armor to kidnap little Elian, to send him back to Fidel Castro, to build up Fidel Castro's prestige in Cuba and throughout the world. Why would you do that if Fidel Castro's the enemy? And he's never been the enemy. We can't tell the American people that. You're supposed to believe what you read in the New York Times and the Washington Post.
Yes, I think just an observation that one picture of the Federale shoving that burp gun in that child's, in the screaming mother and child's face, I think that one picture lost the Cuban Democrats, the Cuban votes, lost them Florida. there's a little bit of irony in that whole thing.
Well, whether they lost them or not, I still think the election was rigged. Now, I don't like either Al Gore or George Bush any more than I like John Kerry or George Bush. But, of course, I really believe that they wanted George Bush to get the election because they wanted him, first of all, to discredit the Republican Party, and secondly, to discredit Christianity. Because if what George Bush represents is Christianity, I don't want to have anything to do with it. Because the truth of the matter is, I'm an evangelical Christian. I believe in the validity of the scriptures. I just believe that George Bush doesn't believe in the validity of the scriptures.
Well, it would seem to me, this whole thing on this so-called thing against the illegal workers in this country, why in the world don't we get the last census redone? It was done on a sampling system, as I remember, and all we have to do is ask who you are, where you were born, who your parents were, when you were born, who your children are, when they were born. I mean, this is the kind of thing that a census is supposed to determine, determine representation in Congress, is it not?
It is, but now when they come around, they want to know what time you go to work in the morning, and how much
what
money you have in the bank.
The indoor toilets.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, this information is being put in your file because they're keeping dossiers on every American citizen in preparation for the coming dictatorship.
Have you heard anything about detention camps? I heard it mentioned, but I didn't know if any have been located.
There's one out just outside of Las Vegas. We actually have a special on concentration camps. You'll see the pictures of them. But for the skeptic out there, I ask him to go up to the Internet and simply to Google in Japanese concentration camps, $38 million. You'll find out they recently appropriated $38 million to refurbish those old, I think they're 10 of them old Japanese concentration camps, because we don't want the American people ever to forget how terrible it was to have put those American citizens in concentration camps. But if that's really the case, then why have they given Halliburton $385 million to build new concentration camps in America? And anybody who doubts that, you can go to the Internet and Google in Halliburton. $385 million, detention camps, you'll find out that it's true. And believe me, if they build them, why people will be put into them. This is they intend to establish a dictatorship in America. And where is the outcry from our political leaders? Where is the outcry from our religious leaders? Where is the outcry from our military leaders?
Well, wasn't there something to the effect on a so-called World Reserve environmental thing that essentially had a lot of national park land and that sort of thing in this country sort of taken over by international groups?
Well, you're speaking of the heritage areas, and yes, they still are. We pay for them, but they still are answerable to these United Nations commissions, which are overseeing the parklands here in the United States, and land throughout the world. But this is all part of the move towards the one world government. Why would we turn supervision of some of our national heritage sites over to the United Nations? Why? Because our leaders don't have any loyalty to America. Their loyalty is the internationalist dream, the new world order, the new world religion, and the coming world leader. Hey, look, it's been great talking to you, Dean.
Thank you very much.
God bless.
God bless you for your efforts, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. And we'll be back in just a minute to wrap up our program here at Genesis.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteef spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteef exposes the movement behind Rhodes scholarships, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn the secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and this is the time when I need to remind our listeners, Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported. We're dependent upon those of you who listen to our programs to lend us a hand. So if you really would be like to be part of our Radio Liberty family, and we do have an outreach of almost 60 outlets every single week, some shortwave, some internet, some to the radio, and most of them are radio, but we're also there on the internet as well, several internet stations. We do hope that many of you will decide right now you're going to join the Radio Liberty family, and for a suggested gift of $20 a month or more, you'll get our four best tapes of the month, you'll get our monthly newsletter, but more than that, you'll be helping us as we reach out across America with the news behind the news, the story behind the story. And then, of course, let me suggest that if you'd like more information on immigration, we have two great four-tape sets. We have a DVD called The Conquest of Ass Land, put out by our good friend Glenn Spencer. We carry the book Minuteman by Dr. Jerry Corsi. We carry the book Fighting Immigration Invasion by Daniel Sheehy. Both of those are excellent books. They're available by calling 1-800-544-8927. But as you look to see what's going on today, none of it really makes sense unless you have the secret. So if you'd like to know more, why, of course, you want to get my book and or video, Brotherhood of Darkness, then you want to get my new DVD. It's called Forbidden Secret, Forbidden Secret. And then we have a new four-tape set called The Secret Behind the Secret, because we're all talking about the same secret has been handed down for 5,000 years by the ancient secret societies. So why are they letting it out now? Well, they realize, I believe, that we're moving into the climax of history, the fulfillment of the ancient plan of the secret society. So remember, it's Forbidden Secret. That's a DVD, and the four-tape or four-CD set entitled The Secret Behind the Secret. Certainly you want to get the DVDs, The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginnings. You'll want to get the DVD, The Riddles in Stone, The Secret Architecture of Our Nation's Capital. We also have the book by that same name by Mr. Overson. You want to get the DVDs, Megiddo 1, Megiddo 2, all put out by Chris Pinto, and we have a new video and or DVD by Chris Pinto entitled The Atlantis Connection. What does Atlantis have to do with this? We remember the story of lost Atlantis, this utopian society that existed in antiquity. There are many believe that America is to become the new lost Atlantis. We are to lead the world into this new world order. That's why we have military units stationed in 130 countries. That's why we have over 700 military bases throughout the world. That's why we're closing down our military bases here and expanding them throughout the rest of the world. That's why we spend more money on our military than all the rest of the countries in the world put together. What's this all about? Well, you're not supposed to ever know. You're supposed to believe we're fighting communism and communism's the enemy. No, ladies and gentlemen, the American people are the enemy. The enemy are those people who hate liberty and who march to a different drumbeat, who dream a different dream, who want a world dictatorship under their control, people of great wealth who worship a different God. And this is what it's all about, why you need to get Forbidden Secret, The Secret Behind the Secret, The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning, the DVD and or video, The Atlantis Connection, Riddles in Stone, and so much more. Go to our website of RadioLiberty.com. Listen to our programs there on the Internet. Tell others about our programs and, of course, help us. And the other thing, let me remind you, the Conspiracy Conference is this weekend at Santa Clara. If you need to know let me know. Or you can go to conspiracycon.com. That's conspiracycon.com. Great website. You need to get the information, and I'll see you there.
Hello, folks. Nick Begich here from the great fishing state of Alaska. Sometimes fishermen get a little upset when we throw back the biggest fish they've ever caught. We have to explain to them that you don't want to keep the babies. There's something else you don't want to keep, and that's the parasites and pathogenic bacteria in the water. One drink from the wrong pool of water can ruin a great trip. That's why we recommend Berkey Light water purifiers. So powerful, they purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and ponds by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites. They also get rid of unhealthy chemicals, heavy metals, foul tastes, and odors. Get the Berkey Light Purifier for only $209 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Tell them that Nick Begich sent you and get a 5-function LED flashlight, a $24 value, absolutely free. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
You're listening. listening to GCN.
Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And of course the guest this afternoon is Will Thomas, who's a writer, an American, lives up in British Columbia. But Will Thomas is always a source of great information, and he's written a book about what really happened on 911. So, without further ado, Will, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you very much. It's good to be back in Monterey Bay, at least on the air there.
All right, fine. Well, do you know this area?
I do know it. I get down to Santa Cruz periodically.
All right, well, I hope one of these times you give us a call. We'll go out to lunch.
Oh, I would enjoy that.
Well, tell me now, what, of course, can you say about what happened on 911 that hasn't been said by a dozen other people, you know, previously?
That is the question. There are so many books on this subject. Why do we need another one? One quick answer is that I published the very first book, as you know, on 9/11 in December of 2001, called All Fall Down. And since that time, I was asked to update the book. And with nearly 7 years of information that has come out since then, I told my publisher, I can't update it. I must write a brand new book. And I've done so. So the longer answer to your question, this is the most up-to-date book on the subject. But to go just a bit further here, what is very interesting and exciting to me about this book is that not only do you get a minute-by-minute description verified by some 1,000 footnotes of what really went happen that day, tales of heroism and tales of deception. The book goes far beyond 9/11 to talk about Afghanistan, the events in Iraq, the commission cover-up, and all of the days of deception that followed. And it ends on a hopeful note in that, unlike other books on 9/11, Days of Deception concludes with a section called Emergence, talking about the growing worldwide cry for peace, the peace movement, looking at this, is this some kind of Pollyanna fairy tale? Is this possible in today's world of terrorism? What do we mean by the word? Who's working on it? What directions might we go to recover our, I'm speaking as an American here, our government and our Constitution? So this is a very wide-ranging book.
Well, it was one of the most interesting things that came out some years after the 9/11 attack was the reports that on the morning of 9/11, there were all sorts of military operations that day, and at least some of those simulated a hijacked plane crashing into a building, and a hijacked American airliner, and yet Condoleezza Rice could go before the American people and with a straight face could say, why, who could have ever imagined that could have happened? I mean, I would think that anybody after that would know that you could not trust this woman with the safety of America, or, you know, because she is not forthright at all.
No, and of course it's not simply Condoleezza Rice. I got up this morning, I was in conversation with someone from the States, and I said, how in the world can Mr. Bush, Mr. Ashcroft, Ms. Rice still have positions in government and not be on trial, if not behind bars?
Well, of course, it's a tragedy. Maybe we can get back where we can talk a little bit about those military operations,
yeah.
Because as you begin to understand what happened that morning, there was a conscious effort to confuse the Federal Aviation Administration, the people who are monitoring the hijacked planes, but even more than that, to confuse the people in, who were actually, it was the fighter squadrons that should have intercepted the planes. And then the big question is, was there a stand-down order that morning? And when we get back, we'll ask the same question Dr. Will Thomas.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state, nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
Hold on. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Will Thomas, and certainly an excellent source, as well as Will Thomas's book, to verify what Will has said, is the article, and you can get this at your local library. And it is in the September last year, September 2006, Vanity Fair magazine. It's written by a gentleman who had an opportunity to go over all the tapes and talk to all the people. And though I'm not sure everybody was entirely forthright with him, because many of these people are under military orders to lie about what happened that morning, one of the most striking things was that, you know, Flight 11 was the first plane that crashed into the North Tower. And, of course, it had its transponder turned off. And then after the plane had supposedly crashed into the North Tower, somebody, and you saw the flames and you saw, you know, the destruction, the black smoke, somebody turned on the transponder in the plane and it's still flying towards Washington, D.C. How can that possibly be? And the people, you know, in the FAA and the Strategic Air Force are looking at this and saying, "Hey, we're confused. We don't understand what's going on." And do you think that was part of the plan?
It was absolutely part of a plan to confuse defenders who did the best they could. I include transcripts from many of those taped conversations that Vanity Fair published. I actually heard the tapes myself, tapes made at the Northeast Air Defense Sector that morning, and military controllers were trying hard to liaise with the civilian controllers. But they had also been overruled by Mr. Rumsfeld, who had previously instituted a new ruling saying that instead of air traffic controllers immediately notifying the Air Force of a wayward aircraft, which they were doing the average of once a week at that time, it was very routine to send up jets if an airliner's transponder stopped. Mr. Rumsfeld put an order in saying that you may not contact the military directly. You have to contact, first of all, the police, and then you literally have to contract out someone to go chase the airplane. It was a bizarre ruling, and it completely messed up the orderly chain of command that had been in practice for more than a decade and in use, as I said, every single week in the United States up until that time.
And because really, in all effect, this was a stand-down order. In other words, they could not do what was necessary to track down hijacked planes that might threaten the safety of our nation. Is that, in essence, what you're saying?
It is, and I even go further than that, further than just insinuating that. I pointed out a NORAD press bulletin released on September 18th, 2001, a week later. And as a journalist and author of a book, earlier book on 9/11, I called Colorado Springs, I called NORAD, identified myself as a journalist and asked a simple question. I said, I have your press release in front of me. It states that on the morning of September 11th, none of your interceptors that you launched flew faster than 0.9 Mach. I said, why in the world were aircraft that were capable of speeds of 1,200 miles per hour and 1,600 miles per hour held to speeds of a top-end World War II prop plane speeds slower than the airliners they were supposedly chasing? And there was a very long silence on the phone, Dr. Stan, and then they said, we'll get back to you on that, sir. And I said, well, you better hurry because I'm going to press this story in 3 days. And 2 days later, I was gone from my residence. And when I returned, people here on this little island on the British Columbian coast were exclaiming about the American F-16, the fighter jet that flew low over the island and low over my residence. So they did get back to me, and I was very flattered by the attention. But in fact, NORAD has admitted publicly that they ordered those pilots to fly slower. And I have an inside track, an inside source, in the Cape Cod ready room that launched those first fighters, Nasty and Duff, that morning, heading them toward New York, supposedly supersonic, but actually subsonic. And according to my source, which I could not corroborate, but the source was in the ready room listening to the squawk box, the flight leader repeatedly asked permission to go to full power, to go out over the ocean, just off their left wingtip, and go to full power, and he was repeatedly denied permission.
In other words, there was no way we were really going to try to stop that plane or whatever it was to hit the Pentagon. This was all a scam, smoke and mirrors. We got to make the American people think that we were really trying to do the right thing. All the while, of course, they had to have this attack because how else were they going to get us into a war with Afghanistan? And then, of course, with Iraq. And then, of course, with Iran. And then with the whole Muslim world.
And that also, if I could use that lead-in, also sets this book far apart from any other book on 9/11. After all, Dr. Stan, this was an attack on the World Trade Center, the financial icon of the United States, if not the entire world. And yet, no book that I've read really goes into the financial underpinnings. Yes, we hear about the stock transactions in United and American Airlines. But I want to go deeper, and I have been interviewing for the last 3 years a former money market trader, an international money trader, under the pseudonym Deep Pockets. And I've been interviewing him on how this world really works and who really calls the shots. And I called him up, and I said, what did you think about that attack on September 11th? And he said, yeah, that was an interesting fireworks display. And I said, what do you mean? He said, well, it certainly distracted Americans. It was the perfect television, made-for-television scenario to distract Americans, and it was done, he said, by a group of people called the Collective. You might know them as the Carlyle Group, but in banking circles they're called the Collective, and their desire for what this man termed movement. And there must, he said, there must always be movement. That's written in stone. And if there is, the war is the best kind of movement, because you make money blowing a country up, and you make money going in purportedly to rebuild it. Of course, if you're Halliburton or Bechtel, you don't rebuild it. You simply pocket your loot. but there's tremendous money for the banks to be made both ways. And it was movement, and it was this collective of arms contractors that really pushed through 9/11, and he said it was no surprise to any of us.
All right, fine. So this is a gentleman who's on the inside track as far as the other financial leaders of the world then.
Absolutely. The book goes into some detail and some interviews. He says they rigged it like a movie set, hitting Americans where they had the most impact right on television. And he said further there will always be a war because a group of people wants movement, and that movement runs the whole planet. And then he went on to describe 500 or so members of the world's richest investment firm. Again, we know it as the Carlyle Group, but it's actually, insiders call it the collective. And that's where big corporations, big government, and big military meet and set up the world's biggest scam, which is the trade in arms and the trade in threats and wars.
All right, fine. Well, then, of course, you know, how can we convince the American people that what we saw was not what we thought we saw? And certainly, you know, the coming down of the Twin Towers was a dramatic and traumatic affair. And then, of course, you know, then first one tower comes down, then the other tower comes down, then Building 7 comes down at 5:20 in the afternoon. And, you know, to most Americans, it was just like we were told, that there was a conspiracy between Osama bin Laden and 19 hijackers, and they were able to come to America, and nobody had any idea. Nobody had the slightest idea, and they thought it was going to be attack, was going to be overseas. The president didn't know. Condoleezza Rice didn't know. Dick Cheney didn't know. Nobody was responsible. In fact, the intelligence agencies did a good job. It could have been worse.
Well, I will agree to the last, actually. The intelligence agencies did a wonderful job. The CIA, the FBI, was on 10 of these schools. They were interviewing Arab and Islamic students. They were sending, as you know, the Phoenix Memo and many, many, many warnings to FBI headquarters, to Washington, D.C., months ahead of the attacks. Able Danger, the Army Intelligence Unit, tracked the hijackers by name.
You're talking about
and all of them were turned off the case. All of these agents who did their job were told to shut up and drop the case. And when they even arrested Massawi, they had him cold. They had his laptop computer, all of his contacts. And Attorney General Ashcroft forbid the agents to open the computer or even to interview Massawi after the French FBI contacts had telexed over saying this guy's a member of Al-Qaeda. So there was concerted cover-up and quashing of intelligence agencies. John O'Neill comes to mind, who did superlative work. And now we're told we have to sacrifice our liberty and our civil rights so that all of our mail and email, phone conversations, radio shows like this one can be monitored. And that's not the point. The monitors did their job under U.S. laws. They did it legally. They had these people cold, and they were pulled off the chase.
In fact, we actually know, because we talked to the woman who had the Norman Flight School in Norman, Oklahoma, that 11 days before 9/11, the attack, that the FBI was down there asking about Massawi, and they knew all about him. So the idea that you know he was just they just couldn't connect the dots. Of course they connected the dots. They knew everything about him. In fact, yep. Massawi was working with a fellow named Berg, as I remember. What was his name? Norman Berg, the fellow who ended up getting decapitated over there in the Near East. The only trouble was when they decapitated him on television, he didn't bleed. Isn't that strange? I thought when you decapitated somebody, cut the head off, there'd be blood every place. But anyway, that's just another story.
It's phenomenal.
Go ahead.
I don't know. You know, you asked why Americans don't know this. Let's revisit that question after the break.
All right, fine. And we'll get to this because I think the important thing is you've got to stop and think. Do you honestly believe that the FBI was so incompetent they had no idea anything was going to happen the day before the attack, and yet the day after the attack they knew the names of all of the people, they had pictures of all of the people, and they were able within a week to arrest over 1,000 Muslims who were potential terrorists in America? What's wrong with this story? And, of course, the truth of the matter is, of course, nobody was ever punished. and nobody was ever reprimanded for failure to do what they wanted to. In fact, the CIA was congratulated for a job well done.
Yeah.
And it was. If you wanted to get us into World War III, they did a great job. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They've both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar powered generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar-powered generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including a solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government, Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
How are you feeling today? Well, I ask because if you have health challenges, then reading our free e-booklet about the most amazing discovery of our time is crucial. The booklet is about an amazing fruit from Southeast Asia they call mangosteen. It's a centuries-old medicinal fruit whose time has come, and it has amassed 40 years of published research. We have information and testimonials from all over the world about the health potential of this amazing fruit. The powerful botanical has contributed to the well-being of millions of people the world over with health concerns just like yours. You can have this 22-page e-booklet absolutely free. We'll also offer you a website with links to actual testimonials and product information. Could this fruit help you in your quest for total health? Find out why mangosteen is known as the queen of all fruits and why it's fast becoming the best-selling wellness product ever brought to the market. Your health is in your hands. Do something about it today. Call 800-658-0597. Again, that's 800-658-0597.
Here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and our guest is Will Thomas. Will, how can people get hold of your book?
People can get a copy of Days of Deception, Ground Zero and Beyond simply by going to willthomas.net. Of course, that's www.willthomas.net. It's right there, 1995, and it ships from Idaho, so you have no problem with very quick delivery. An excellent book, if I may say so. It's a good read. I was reading it the other night. People have told me that the first part, dealing with September 11, reads like a thriller. It's minute by minute, and it takes you from the towers to the airplanes to the air defense people to the hijackers. We have I got also the transcripts, Dr. Stan, of airplane shutdown in Pennsylvania, Flight 93. We have those transcripts, those cockpit transcripts, except, of course, they end 2 minutes early before the actual impact because the sound of the missile hitting the engine on the wing of the airliner was cut from those tapes. But we do have the cockpit conversation and some of the shouting by the door as the passengers reach the door, just as that missile from a pursuing F-16 impacted the airliner.
And how do we know for certain that a missile actually hit that plane?
We know for absolute certain for several reasons. One, the engine landed 8 miles away from the main crash site. It was heavily damaged, and it was blown off the wing by its damage. We know because debris from the aircraft was strewn over many miles as the airplane came down. We know because the book details eyewitness accounts on the ground very close to the airplane's last seconds of flight, watching it roll inverted. In other words, a multi-engine aircraft, a heavy aircraft that loses an engine will literally roll into that dead engine, and that's exactly what this airliner did. And we have finally a witness on board in the lavatory reporting an explosion and white smoke indicative of a missile strike. And on that tape I mentioned, it was examined by a team of audio specialists, and they determined that the sound heard on the last seconds of that tape could only have been the sonic signature of what they termed, quote, an explosion outside of the aircraft. And, of course, we have the F-16 tracked on radar by a radar air traffic controller who came forward with that information. And we have eyewitness accounts on the ground saying that they saw the pursuing jet, and apparently it fired on the airliner. And that was on local Pennsylvania television, Dr. Stan, but it didn't make the nightly national news.
Why would they lie to us? Why wouldn't they just say, look, we had to take that plane down. We felt it was going to go to Washington, D.C., take out the White House or something. Why couldn't they just be honest with the American people?
One reason is they're not used to being honest. The deeper reason is it would have killed air travel in the United States for a long time to come. Of course, air travel was hit by these events. It did recover. But you'll recall shortly thereafter over France, an airliner was intercepted by armed French jet fighters, and the passengers were terrified that they were about to be shot down. There was some kind of radio glitch involved. And if the American traveling public knew that an American airliner filled with Americans had been shot down for any reason, they would have to also know that if some maniac started a commotion in the cabin, or if there was simply a misconstrued radio call or an electrical breakdown on the plane, that they could get shot down. I would predict safely, I think, that air travel would have suffered for many months, if not years, to come.
And so this whole thing, of course, then was simply another one of a series of lies that were told. And, of course, we've talked to people who had evaluated what happened there. And the idea that suddenly this plane could just roll onto its stomach and roll over and then dive down and hit this big hole and there's nothing there. I mean, yeah, I've seen pictures of the hole. There's nothing there. Where's the wreckage? Well, it's scattered over 8 miles or so.
It came down over the Indian Lake. It came down in people's backyards. They dragged garbage bags full of debris out of the lake. And we also have a conversation with an executive jet in the area watching this airplane go down. What's very telling, by the way, that this book brings out, I haven't seen it anywhere else, that the Flight 77 that hit the Pentagon was seen by a C-130 just before it struck the building. Amazingly enough, Dr. Stan, the same C-130 piloted by the same individual sighted Flight 93 over Pennsylvania. Isn't that amazing coincidence?
It sure is. Well, there's so many amazing coincidences. And I think it's so vitally important that people understand that we have not yet been told the full truth. And are we to believe that this is because we don't want Osama bin Laden to know what happened that morning? Is it that we don't want al-Zawahiri to know? Or they don't want the American people to know? Well, the book is Days of Deception. We'll tell you again how to get hold of it. Will Thomas has done a great job, as he does with all the books he writes. And give us a call if you have a question for Will, right here at Radio Liberty.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protection of thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
This is Elizabeth Border. News alert. Twice a month, you can now get the Divided Kingdom's brand new newsletter. Concise, hard-hitting, the first issue discusses two vital questions. War in Iran? A coming one-world church? In the first issue is included a pungent discussion of NWO numerology. For a free sample copy of the Divided Kingdom dossier, write to Post Office Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. A yearly subscription is only $50 for a newsletter that comes not once, but twice every month. Get the spiritual support you need right now for your free sample copy to P.O. Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. Once again, for your free copy of the Divided Kingdom Dossier newsletter, write to P.O. Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609.
JLS Research, the makers of all-natural and very effective Nobio deodorant, has now discovered very unique research that indicates those who have body odor may be deficient in a certain dietary component. Their new product, the First Responder, supplies the body with the missing link so that it can respond to the symptom called body odor. By using organics and enzymes to step up the body's ability to absorb more freely, the body begins to respond by taking in the missing nutrient. As it responds, body odor will then no longer be an issue. First Responder is the first of its kind, comprised of only four organics: grapeseed skins, grape seed, grapefruit seed, and garlic. It's so effective, you need only one organic capsule per day to keep the odor away. First Responder is 100% guaranteed. Go online and order First Responder at no-bo.com. Visit no-bo.com or call JLS Research at 850-723-8599. That's 850-723-8599.
Not saying it for a moment, he was directly involved, but he failed to show up for work that morning at the World Trade Center.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and our guest is Will Thomas. We're talking about what that happened on that fateful day in September of 2001, a watershed event for the world, because, of course, the world will never be the same again. And as a result of that, they immediately passed the Model State Emergency Health Power Act, the Patriot Act. They then passed the Office of Homeland Security Act, and more recently, the Military Commission Act and the John Warner Defense Appropriation Act, all of them heading towards a dictatorship and the end of freedom as we know it. So you picked this story up there. Why don't you tell our listeners once again how they can get copies of your book, Days of Deception?
For the most complete story of 9/11 that we have and the events that followed, and maybe some hopeful directions in how we might proceed from here, listeners can get copies of Days of Deception from willthomas.net. You can order it right online, and the book will be sent to you very quickly indeed. It's fully documented, and it's a very good read. And by the way, Dr. Stan, this book starts out not with 9/11, but with that other false flag attack on December 7, 1941, Pearl Harbor. And it draws, I think, some very compelling parallels between that other attack that President Roosevelt and a few of his top military advisors knew was coming, an attack they withheld from their commanders in Hawaii. They withheld the intelligence. They cleared commercial shipping away from the Japanese fleet, which they tracked right across the Pacific, and they allowed that attack to go ahead to draw Americans into a war that they did not want to participate in. And again, interestingly enough, some 3,000 Americans died on that morning of December 7th.
Well, I think, of course, even more interesting is on the 11th of September. You remember the initial reports were 6,000 died. 6,000 Americans died. Well, of course, there were about 2,700 working in Morgan Stanley who were ordered to stay at their desks and not to leave. And the fellow who was there in charge of security said, get out, we're under attack. And they said, well, but we're told to stay. The loudspeakers tell us to stay. And he said, get out, get out. He got them all out but two. And had he not, we would have had the 6,000. Is it possible that they were supposed to have died that morning? Why did they keep telling us 6,000 died? And then they found out that 2,700 had escaped, who weren't supposed to escape, because why would they keep telling those people over the loudspeaker to stay at their desks?
The book goes into that, actually. My book, Days of Deception, asks that same question. The answer given, or it's whatever it's worth, the answer given was, during the previous attack on the World Trade Center, the previous bombing, which was, by the way, infiltrated by the FBI, and they allowed that attack to go ahead. The book documents that through the New York Times. That attack saw a lot of broken glass coming down, decapitating people and severely injuring and killing people, escaping the building. And so the security people met and said, you know, we don't want people running out into the streets. And there was a lot of truth in that. There were human bodies falling and killing people on the ground. There was a lot of glass and debris coming down. And they say, and sincerely, they thought people would be safer at their desk, and tragically issued those orders. And it only took, you know, literally 10, 15 minutes of delay to seal the fate of many people. But and to be fair, most of the people killed were in the floors directly hit by the two airliners or above, but most of the people below those floors did manage to get out of the building. And when I commented in my first book at the low number of casualties and wondered aloud why those buildings were nearly empty that morning, I got an email from a businessman who was there that morning, and he said, as money traders, most of us don't go to work until about 10 or 10:30 at the World Trade Center. And that's why many of us had not even arrived. Well, that's very interesting. If you're an Al-Qaeda terrorist and you want to kill a maximum number of people, why would you commandeer airliners that are nearly empty? Mysteriously so, Dr. Stan, because those morning flights have been booked very full for months previously, except on this morning. Why would you hit buildings that are nearly maybe a third occupied? Why would you fly two of your commandeered jets over or adjacent to the Indian Head Nuclear Power Reservation and not dive into the reactor and take out the entire eastern seaboard of the United States basically for all time? Very interesting. This was not an Al-Qaeda-style terrorist operation.
Well, there are many, many unanswered questions that morning, but I think the most significant one is who had put down this stand-down order, and certainly, according to Will, it was Donald Rumsfeld. Why would he have done that? Did Donald Rumsfeld ever say why he changed the routine that had worked so efficiently for so many years, which had allowed immediately launching of fighter jets to intercept hijacked planes?
We never heard an explanation, and frankly, he was never asked. Now, General Myers was the acting head of air defenses that day, of course, was called on the carpet. That's not true, actually. He was up for a confirmation hearing, a routine hearing, to become head of the Joint Chief of Staff, head of the entire U.S. military, just a few days after September 11th. And I asked him, General, what happened that morning? When did you launch fighters? He said, I don't know. Well, when were the air defenses activated? Well, I'm not sure. I'll get back to you on that. And he kept evading the question. The book goes into this at length and has some fun with his quite idiotic answers, but he was not challenged. He should have been court-martialed or at least censured Instead, he was promoted for not activating U.S. air defenses that morning, for not even being on hand. Of course, his commanding officer, General Eberhard, was over the Atlantic heading the opposite direction toward Europe, toward a NATO meeting, but he did not even turn his airplane around, Dr. Stan. He kept going and trying to reach General Myers on the radio. And, of course, Myers came out of a routine meeting only after the Pentagon was hit, and no one dared interrupt his meeting. It was just a routine meeting with a congressman. And no one would knock on the door and said, excuse me, sir, the country you are pledged to defend is under attack.
Well,
he must have issued extreme orders that morning, Dr. Stan, that heads would roll if he was interrupted before a certain hour.
Well, I think, of course, the most interesting story, and I'm sure you're well acquainted with the testimony by the Secretary of Transportation, Mineta, and he, of course, tells the story of being in that bunker. Which, do you get into that story when he's down in the bunker with Cheney? And the officer keeps coming in and saying the plane is 20 miles
yep.
off, 50 miles off. Why did you tell that story? Because I mean, we've read the testimony. We've actually seen Mineta films of this giving this testimony, and they didn't want that testimony out, and they didn't pursue that because, of course, that whole 9/11 commission was a fraud. They were there not to reveal but to conceal from the American people what happened. Tell our listeners about about Secretary Mineta's testimony, would you please?
Yes, the short story, of course, is that for an hour and 40 minutes, Flight 77 is heading toward Washington, D.C., and there were jets in the air, finally, and they were not vectored to intercept. The jets out of Langley, Virginia, were sent out over the Atlantic Ocean. The jets from Cape Cod were ordered to circle New York City and look at the burning buildings. They could have easily intercepted Flight 77 before it hit the Pentagon. They had aircraft, as you well know, two squadrons, two ready alert planes at Andrews, 8 miles away, ready to launch on a moment's notice. They were held on the ground all day. And so if Mineta's testimony was made much of in the press, and this they're the real culprits here for letting the American people sleep and not alerting us to these inconsistencies, Americans would have demanded, what in the world is our trillion-dollar air defense system doing for an hour and 40 minutes while this jet comes barreling in? And it was a complete mess. And, of course, Mr. Cheney gave the shoot-down order 3 separate times. Do you want us to, shall we take it out? Yes. You want us to take it out? Yes. Really? Yes. Mr. Bush, meanwhile, had gotten lost, Dr. Stan, on the way from Booker Elementary. Well, I guess it finally seeped in that something was going on, but he finished the story of the pet goat, as you know, and got in his motorcade. And as my book points out, the Secret Service maps every contingent route to and from an airport and side routes and other ways and egress, and they got lost on the way to the airport and drove around in circles. It sounded like Princess Di bleeding to death in the ambulance. They finally did get to the airport. They launched Air Force One, and there was no fighter escort. No fighter escort. And they went swanning around, and they said to Mr. Bush, where do you want to go? And he said, basically, I don't know. It just doesn't ring true. And Mr. Bush could not contact Washington, D.C. with the apparatus in his car, we're told this, when the Secret Service has with them at all times multiple communication devices, a satellite, cell phone, laser link to run the entire, I learned this researching the book, they can run the entire U.S. military defenses. The Secret Service can take over and run them with communications they carry with them at all times in the presence of the acting President of the United States. And yet we're told that Mr. Bush could not get through to the White House to issue those critical shoot-down orders. It just defies belief. And a final note on Mr. Mineta and the bunker. The book details very large discrepancies in the time given for the principal players to arrive in the bunker, where I facetiously say in the book they met themselves already there, because even that story was not consistent. And the book asks, why in the world didn't the press ask the most basic questions pointing out these inconsistencies and demanding some straight answers? we're still waiting for the press to catch up.
Yeah, I'm sure we are. Well, there's just so many unanswered questions. And the great, great tragedy of course, that the 911 Commission and, of course, the Joint Select Investigation were simply cover-ups. They could not let the American people understand.
No.
They had to have an excuse to go to war. This is really what it was all about. And actually, if you read Condoleezza Rice's testimony, she gave it to the 911 Commission. She was asked at one point, why didn't you do something? I mean, you knew something was going to happen. Why didn't you take action?
Yep.
And what she said, in effect, was this. We could not do anything because the American people weren't ready. They weren't ready to give up their freedom. They weren't ready to accept additional regimentation. There had to be an incident. There had to be an incident before they would change their perspective. Now, that was her testimony. I have the exact wording of it in some of my newsletters. And, well, you know, they got their incident on September 11th, and that was a traitorous action. There was lots they could have done. They could have mobilized the National Guard. They could have had them in every airport in this country. They could have armed the pilots. They could have increased the surveillance of people getting on those planes. And they did not do any of those things.
In fact, they did the opposite, didn't they? They disarmed the pilots and passed a ruling just before September 11th banning arms in cockpits. That came literally out of the blue. The security settings for those monitors were set at green. The staff doing the security checks were not warned, and yet they did their job. They pulled many of these hijackers aside, I believe nine of them aside,
as suspicious,
and questioned them and let them board. They had nothing to hold them on. No one had given them any special instructions. They did the best they could, and the slightest warning would have detained those hijackers. In fact, at any point from planning to the early flights, the hijackers were on board the airplanes, taking videos, taking notes, checking the route and the cockpit routines. At any moment, at any time, they could have been intercepted and the whole attack aborted. And there was a concerted effort to let them go ahead. You called it traitorous. I agree. In my book, I call it treason.
Well, I think it's so vitally important for people to understand that the war with Iraq and Afghanistan had been planned long ahead of time.
Yes.
In fact, Donald Rumsfeld actually testified. Anybody wants to see it, we'll be glad to give you the reference or send you the pages. He testified that they'd been working on a plan to go to war with Afghanistan and been working on it for months, and it just happened, just by accident, to be completed on September 10th. The day before the September 11th attack. What are the chances statistically that could be true?
And what are the military probabilities, I'll give the listeners a hint, try zero, of a full deployment of aircraft, ships, and combat troops to Afghanistan within 1 month by October? Zero. In fact, those aircraft, ships, and combat troops, as well as British, were pre-deployed in a series of exercises, and they were in position, ready to go on September 11th. Another amazing coincidence.
Yeah, and then, of course, they have Osama bin Laden trapped at Tora Bora.
Yes.
And, of course, they could have taken him out and ended this whole thing. They wouldn't allow our special forces to do it. I mean, they sent a group of Arabs who support Osama bin Laden, and guess what? They let him escape. But you could still then have followed him into Pakistan and tracked him down. But instead of that, they decided they would stop al-Qaeda by attacking Iraq. I mean, where are the outcry from our political leaders and from our military leaders saying this is insanity? If you're going to get Osama bin Laden, you get Osama bin Laden. You don't let him go and then go ahead and attack another country.
Yes, my book goes very much into detail at Tora Bora, drawing on the work by a woman correspondent who knew those tribal leaders personally, interviewed them, lived with them, and really did a tremendous job in outlining exactly what happened. This character, Osama bin Laden, was having huge tribal gatherings and speeches and dinners right in Afghanistan, right in Kabul, under the noses of the American military, it just beggars belief. And yes, they had him trapped at Tora Bora, and the Marine commandant wanted to go in, and he said, we got him, and he was ordered not to, and he had a very hard time following those orders, and he did, of course, and as you rightly say, Mr. Osama bin Laden got away, let's underline, once again, because he had been targeted, at least documented on several occasions, literally in the gun sights of American forces before September 11th, and those attacks were also called off.
I think it was Richard Miniter wrote a book called Losing Bin Laden, where he pointed out at least 11 times when he could have been captured. I mean, what countries were willing to turn bin Laden over to the United States?
Yes.
And for some strange reason, they would never accept him.
He still hasn't been charged under U.S. law. He still has not been charged with the September 11th crime.
Well, one only has to go to the FBI. 10 most wanted site on the Internet and look up and see. The FBI wants Osama bin Laden for bombing the embassies.
Yes.
But not one mention of September 11th.
Nope.
Don't they know that he was involved? The president claims he was involved. But I guess if you go up and check it out, you'll find the FBI doesn't know he's involved.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes scholarships, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn this secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I hope you enjoyed our interview with Will Thomas. The question is, what really happened on that day? I think that from what I've heard of Will's book, it sounds like a very important book, and it certainly corresponds to the pamphlets we have. It's the three of them, each one probably the 40 or 50 pages, entitled Foreknowledge 9-1-1. I think that's as good as anything that's out there explaining what really happened that morning. And I think the one thing we have to understand is they wanted to go to war. They were planning on going to war. We needed an excuse to go to war, but not just with Afghanistan and Iraq. They want to go to war with the entire Islamic world. You need to get my February 2007 newsletter and read it through. February and 2007 newsletter. Because we are going to tell you the things that you will never read elsewhere. Not things that I wrote. I'm simply reporting what people within the occult network, the material that was channeled to them from the demonic realm about the coming Third World War. Anyway, why don't you, if you don't have access to the internet, we'll be glad to send you a free copy of my February 2007 newsletter. You need to read my three pamphlets, $4.911. You need to get the three pamphlets on the occult hierarchy. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, there really is an occult hierarchy. These, many times, are beings from the other dimensions of the masters, the ancients of wisdom. And you say, I don't believe in that sort of thing. Well, whether you believe it or not, the scriptures tell us that you are to abhor fortune tellers and mediums and diviners and the people, of course, who are working with the other dimension. And said, you need to finally get my book, Bite Me My Talk. It's a DVD called The Forbidden Secret. That's The Forbidden Secret. We have a great four-tape or 4D CD set right now. The Secret Behind the Secret. So you can get my talk, DVD, The Forbidden Secret. You can get the DVD, pardon me, you get the CD or the tape coverage of The Secret Behind the Secret, because there really is a secret there. You need to understand it, and you need to help us educate other people what this is about, because we are truly involved in a spiritual battle being carried out on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield. A battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. If you've not yet read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, or heard the talk, you need to get that. Chris Pinto's wonderful DVDs, The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning, or Riddles in Stone, or both of them. They actually are part of a series. Another one will be coming along. Chris Pinto's DVDs on Megiddo 1, Megiddo 2, and then, of course, we have right now the VHS, and we will soon have the DVD of Chris Pinto and the talk he gave at our conference last year, The Atlantis Connection. The Atlantis Connection. What's that about? Well, that is about these people who believed that America was to become the new Atlantis. And just as when lost Atlantis supposedly existed thousands of years ago and then was destroyed by a great flood, so America was to restore this wonderful culture of Atlantis. Well, you and I know that it was evil, totally evil. But the people from the other dimension wanted it reconstituted because they feel it was good. And everything we feel is good, they feel is evil. Everything we feel is evil, they feel is good, because they worship a different God. And until people understand that there is another God out there, certainly maybe an inferior God, but a force with tremendous power that is using that to corrupt our society, to turn our children against God, to control our media, to control our entertainment, and control so much of our legislation and the current move towards World War III. Well, pray for America. Pray for wisdom. Please pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty, for our provision, our protection. Begin making your preparations, because we're moving into difficult...
Hello, I'm Dr. Bill Daigle, M.D. Cartivite is a synergistic seven-herb combination, a tonic for life, for your heart, but for your whole body, to detoxify, rejuvenate, and stimulate tissue regeneration of all your cells and organs. Call for info at 888-212-8871 to order, or online at NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, medical.com. There's seven amazing herbs. Cayenne to stimulate nutrient absorption and peripheral vasculature, garlic with allicin and 33 sulfur-containing amino acids, 17...
You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5 KU band, frequency 11836, symbol rate 20770. Thank you for listening.
Information Radio Network. I'm John Russell. President Bush is hosting NATO's chief at his Texas ranch. With more, here's correspondent Mark Smith.
After an evening of Texas beef tenderloin hosted by a president in cowboy boots, it's a morning of talks for NATO's Secretary General Jaap de Hoop Scheffer, discussions mostly focused on Afghanistan. In a spring surge of violence, some 1,600 people have been killed as U.S. and NATO forces try to beat back Taliban insurgents. Officials have complained about the mounting civilian death toll. Also on the agenda today, NATO patrolled Kosovo in the Balkans, seeking independence from Serbia, opposed by Serbia's ally, Russia.
The lawyer for admitted al-Qaeda helper, David Hicks, says the Australian outback cowboy and former kangaroo skinner won't fight strict monitoring conditions if they're imposed after he's out of prison. Hicks is the first Guantanamo Bay, Cuba detainee to stand trial for terrorism, and he pled guilty to helping al-Qaeda.